ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 41 टेक्स्ट 24 एंड 25।
ताम संप्रविष्टौ वसुदेव नंदनौ ताम संप्रविष्टौ वसुदेव नंदनौ वृतौ वयस्य नरदेव वर्त्मना द्रष्टुं समीयुस्त्वरितः पुरस्त्रियो हर्म्याणि चैवारुरुहुर्नृपोत्सुकः ताम संप्रविष्टौ वसुदेव नंदनौ वृतौ वयस्यैर्नरदेव वर्त्मना द्रष्टुं समीयुस्त्वरितः पुरस्त्रियो हर्म्याणि चैवारुरुहुर्नृपोत्सुकः ताम संप्रविष्टौ वसुदेव नंदनौ वृतौ वयस्यैर्नरदेव वर्त्मना द्रष्टुं समीयुस्त्वरितः पुरस्त्रियो हर्म्याणि चैवारुरुहुर्नृपोत्सुकः।
Matajis, ताम दैट मथुरा संप्रविष्टौ एंटरिंग वसुदेव ऑफ वसुदेव नंदनौ द टू सन्स वृतौ सराउंडेड वयस्यैः बाय देयर यंग फ्रेंड्स नरदेव ऑफ द किंग वर्तमना बाय द रोड द्रष्टुम
to see.
Samiyuhu, come forward together.
Twaritaha,
hurriedly.
Pura,
of the city.
Striyah,
the women.
Harmiyani,
their houses.
Cha,
and
eva,
also.
Aruruhu,
they
climbed on top of.
Nripa,
of king.
Parikshit.
Utsukaha,
eager.
Translation.
The women of
Mathura
hurriedly assembled and went forth to see the two sons of Vasudev as they entered the city on the king's road. Surrounded by their cowherd boyfriends, some of the women, my dear king, eagerly climbed onto the roofs of their houses to see them. There's no purport to this verse, so I'll read the next.
Kaschit viparyagdhrita vastra bhushana vimsritya chaikam yugaleshvathaparaha kritaikapatra sharvanaika nupura nangtvadvitiyam tvaparaschalochanam.
Some of the ladies put their clothes and ornaments on backwards. Others forgot one of their earrings or ankle bells, and others applied makeup to one eye but not the other. Purport. The ladies were very eager to see Krishna, and in their haste and excitement they forgot themselves.
Om adhyanatimirandhasya jnananjanashalakaya chakshurun melitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanyamano vishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupakadamahyam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Tanvitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Panitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadhi Guru Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I'd like to take the blessings of all senior devotees present here and all the assembled Vaishnavas. So we're reading from the 10th canto, one of the very important sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Akrura has managed to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, and Krishna and Balaram are walking on the royal road of King Kamsa. And the women of Mathura, they are very eager to see and take darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are very eager, and now it is described here, their eagerness has been described, how eager they are. So some of the ladies put their clothes and ornaments on backwards. And others forgot one of their earrings or ankle bells, and yet others applied makeup to one eye but not the other. So here it is explained that the ladies were very eager to see Krishna, and in their haste and excitement they forgot themselves. So we can understand the eagerness, because especially I heard, I don't know how true it is, that as compared to men, well, women are more eager and careful to dress themselves up nicely. So now if being ladies, gopis, you know, and they are making such gross mistakes in their dressing, so really we can understand how eager they are. I was doing a program once in Belapur. I was giving a lecture, and there was a small girl, 10, 11, 12 year old girl, and she came and she sat right in front wearing a very showy dress. It was pure white and a lot of frills and very attractive. So I was immediately drawn to her, and very small, tiny girl. So after about 15-20 minutes in the lecture, she just got up and she left. And after about 15-20 minutes, another girl came who looked just exactly like her. You know, absolutely same, and but a different dress, and it was red in color, bright red, different. And I can still, I remember the, you know, the dress, and very, again, another attractive, similar. And I thought, oh, wow, twins. We have twins here. Then again, the lecture went on for about 20 minutes, and again, that girl got up and left, and another third girl came. And I thought, whoa, and I saw another third girl, exactly the same, and I thought, and with a different dress, of course, and I was saying, wow, you have triplets in this congregation. Amazing. And she came and sat in the same place, and after the talk, and I was just speaking to the congregation, and that girl was there, and I said, wow, wonderful, you have triplets. I saw this girl, and there were three girls like that. I saw in the audience, she was sitting right in front. How amazing. Where are the other two girls? I said, no, there's only one girl, the congregation told me. I said, how can that be? I just saw three girls with three different dresses. And they said, no, it's the same girl. She likes to change her clothes. So, you know, she every 20 minutes she goes and you know, she changes her clothes. I said, what? It's amazing. It's really amazing. You know, how meticulous they can be when it comes to dressing, you know, ladies. So I was told, and I experienced it, you see. And of course, not everyone is like that. But generally, yes, it has been observed like that. But these ladies were so eager that they put on their clothes backwards, their ornaments backwards, the skirts which they were supposed to wear, they put it on the top of their bodies. The what they wear on the top, they wore it at the bottom, and it just rushed. One ankle bells in one leg, and some of the women were actually attending. They were getting married, and they were about to circumambulate the fire, that they left that circumambulation and they ran to take darshan. And some of them were feeding their children, some of them were sitting and attending their grandparents, some of them were attending to their small kids, children, and they were doing all those, engaged in all these activities, but they just left everything to come and take darshan of the Supreme Lord. They were so eager. Because they had heard, they were hearing Braj Leela. They were hearing about the pastimes of Lord in Vrindavan, and therefore they felt drawn to see the Supreme Lord. They left everything simply to come there and take darshan of the Lord. So we can see the eagerness of the gopis to take darshan. So the lesson we can learn here in this pastime is that we may be engaged in so many activities in this world, But when the time comes, when there is a call for service, when Guru calls, or when the Vaishnavas call for service, one should give up everything and just come and attend to the service. There is nothing more important than the service of the Lord. So the gopis, we can see that in their personal example, how eager they are and how spontaneous they are in order to take darshan. That spontaneity is appreciated. Yeah. So therefore, we can see that how important it is. And we can see a similar episode even in the 29th chapter onwards up to 32, the gopis are also experiencing the same kind of eagerness to see the Lord, that when the Lord blew his flute, the gopis would come, drawn. And the gopis, many of them were Nitya Siddha gopis, liberated souls, eternally liberated souls. Some of them were Sadhana Siddha. And by association of the Nitya Siddhas, the other gopis who were Sadhana Siddhas, they also achieved perfection. And when Krishna blew the flute, they were all drawn to come and take darshan of the Lord. So, some of them could manage to come, some of them couldn't manage to come because they were stopped. Their parents, their brothers, their husbands, their sons, they were standing with sticks to stop them from going. And it's explained that there were gopis who had children and they just left everything. And those who were stopped, they felt such intense suffering, they experienced such intense agony and pain, which was equivalent to the scorching heat of the, it is explained, the subterranean regions, the hellish planets. They have this fire to burn the sinful souls, and thousands of such flames. The amount of suffering that one may experience, that kind of suffering and agony the gopis experienced, those who were stopped from going to meet Krishna. And due to that intense suffering, they became purged of all their residual karmic reactions. And they gave up their bodies and were united with the Supreme Lord in their spiritual bodies. So, in the service of the Lord, there is no obstacle. Even the body cannot present any obstacle on the path of Krishna consciousness. There is nothing more important than Krishna consciousness. We can see that. Such was their eagerness to meet Krishna. Therefore, in the Gopi Gita, it is explained, Atati yad bhavan ahani kananam trutir yugayate tvam pashyatam. So, it is explained that when the Lord would go into the forest, at that time they would experience separation. Trutir yugayate tvam apashyatam kutila kuntalam sri mukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakrudrusham. That they would experience such separation, that one moment, truti is the 1700th part of a second, would seem like a yuga. Trutir yugayate tvam apashyatam. Apashyatam. By not seeing you, we would experience so much of suffering, so much of pain. Yugayitam nimeshena. One moment is like a millennium. And they are criticizing that why, O Brahma, Jadakrit, the creator, Brahma is foolish because he is given these eyelids. Why? Because for the fraction of that truti, 1700th of a second, that for that moment when the eye blinks, that itself is intolerable because we are deprived of the darshan of the Lord. For that, we have to blink. I think there is only one species, I think the fish, which they don't blink. Rest all the species, they have to blink. So, you know, they are thinking why we were not given those kind of eyes where we would not have to blink. So, that was the eagerness of the gopis, that they couldn't manage to miss. And therefore it is explained that when the gopis were leaving the homes, some of the gopis were churning the butter. And as soon as Lord blew the flute, they just gave up that churning and they ran to meet Krishna. And immediately they remembered, there's butter kept in the pots, and they came back and they spilled it over. Why did they spill it? Because they didn't want to carry that thing. There's butter kept in the... what will happen to that? Dog will come and eat it, or, you know, it will be taken by somebody or something. They didn't want it to be bothering them, because when they are with Krishna, they don't want anything to come in their minds to occupy. They don't want to miss that opportunity to think of Krishna. That was their eagerness. And generally when they come... You know, when we come to the association of devotees, we are carrying so many responsibilities. Oh, my father, oh, my son, oh, my, you know, wife, oh, my this and that and all this. So many things, so many responsibilities, that even though we are standing in front of the Lord, but we are thinking of something else. We are really not taking association. Like, you know, there was this man, he was dying. He was on his deathbed. And he's telling, and he was like sleeping, and he said, where's my wife? And his wife said, I'm next to you on the left-hand side. So, okay, very good. After some time he was peaceful, and then he said, where's my daughter? Daughter said, I'm next to your feet. So, where's my son? Where's my eldest son? So, he's here on the right-hand side. Don't worry, be peaceful. Okay. Where's my youngest son? He's there on your right-hand side, bottom. And that way he's... And then finally he became peaceful. And then after some time, again he opens his eyes. He says, if everybody's here, why is the fan running in the other house, in the other room? Shut the fan. Why is it on? You know. So many things going on. There's no peace even at the end of life, you see. People are having all these. So when we are taking darshan, you know, when we are in the temple, our mind should be here completely. Just as the gopis, they were 100% absorbed. That was their eagerness. Yeah. So that way we can see that the gopis would constantly be absorbed, even when Krishna was not there. Gopis would pray, Chalasi Yad Vrajat. That when the Lord would go to the forest, Charyan Pashu Nalina Sundaram Nathate Padam Shila Trinankure Sidatinaha Kalilatamanaha Kantagachati. The gopis are praying that when the Supreme Lord goes into the forest, we are worried that he may be stepping on these thorns, you know, these the husks of these grains, and he may be hurting his feet, and they are contemplating the trouble that Krishna would be experiencing while he's herding the cows. So they're in constant meditation of the Lord, Supreme Lord. They were so eager to meet with the Lord. The gopis are praying, Yatte sujata charanam buruham staneshu bhita shanai priya dadima karkasheshu tenatavi matasitad vyathate nakinsvid kurpadi bibhramati dir bhavada yushamnaha. That the Lord's feet is so soft, and we are afraid that when we place His feet on our chest, on our breasts, we are afraid that His lotus feet, which are so soft like butter, may be hurt. And how is He managing to walk on that forest without slippers? That was their meditation. Constantly. Dina parikshaye neela kuntalai vanuruhananan bibhradavartam Ghanarajaswalam darshayan moho manasinaha smaram veera yachasi. At the end of the day, we get to see you after you come back herding from the cows, herding the cows from the forest. So such is the eagerness of the gopis, and we can see of Mathura women that they just cannot live without the darshan of the Lord. And because they had heard about Krishna, how did they develop such attraction? Because they had heard. And they are associated with advanced devotees. So here they are, you know, completely oblivious of how they are dressed. Now, can you imagine a woman who is like having kajal in one eye and ornaments in a very disheveled way, and I'm sure that if their own husbands would have looked at them, they would have been aghast. Who's this witch? You know? Ferocious. I mean, isn't it? I mean, if you imagine a woman who's dressed like that, their own husbands would have been bewildered. But it was not like that. Why? Because, I mean, when it comes to Krishna, it is not like that. Because Krishna doesn't see the externals. You know, Krishna doesn't see the beauty. And the gopis know that. And the Mathura girls also know that. That it is only one Krishna who is actually not seeing the externals. Therefore, it is said, Vyadhasya charanam dhruvasya cha vayo vidya gajendrasya ka kubjaya kim naam rupam adhikam kim tat sudhamno dhanam vamshah ko vidurasya yadavapate rugrasya kim porusham bhaktya tushati nacha gunair bhakti priyo madhava. That the Lord doesn't see externals. Vyadhasya charanam. He did not see the piety of the hunter. Hunters like Valmiki, Mrigari, Dharma and all these people. What piety did they have? What maturity did Dhruva have? What intellectual capability did Gajendra have? He was an elephant. What beauty did Kubja have? And what family aristocracy did Vidur have? They had none of this. But still, they got the mercy. They managed to please the Lord because they had bhakti, they had devotion. Therefore it is said, Murkho vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave, samam punyam. That these people both get the same credit. Why? Because bhav grahi janardhan. Because the Lord is bhav grahi. He only sees the devotion. So we can see he doesn't see the externals. Many times when we come, you know, to the temple, we make sure that we are well dressed. But sometimes we go overboard and sometimes we dress up in such a way such that we are not sure whether we are going to take darshan or we are going to give darshan to people. There's a difference, you know, we come to take darshan or we come to give darshan. So it's like that, it's very difficult. So, you know, to draw that line, because certainly Prabhupada said we have to be well dressed. Dress and then address, Prabhupada said. So the principle is that we have to be focusing on the internals. Therefore it is said that bhakti hinasya jati shastra japas tapaha apranasya dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. Bhagavad bhakti hinasya jati shastra japas tapaha apranasya dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. That if there is no devotion, then it is all other jati, high caste, shastra, knowledge of the shastras, or japa, chanting and tapaha, all the austerities is simply mandanam lokaranjanam. It is a decoration on the dead body. It is a civilization where they appreciate decorating the dead bodies. And actually, I once saw one documentary where it is actually happening. There is a big industry who undertake the dressing of dead bodies. When a family members, one of the members die, they hand over the dead body to that company and they flush out the blood from the body, dead body, from one end, from one hand or whatever, and then from the other hand, they pump in some red color chemicals and they fill up the body and make it look, because the body turns pale when it dies, is it not? So they pump chemicals, red color chemicals, it makes the body look fresh and youthful, and you know, and they put a smile on the face and put makeup and dress the dead body very nicely, and they put them in the coffin and things like that. There's a big industry like that. You have to pay a hefty amount to get it done. So it's just like that, basically. Externals. If the bhakti is missing, then it is simply decoration of the dead body. Jati, shastra, japas, tapaha. And therefore even Shankaracharya says that shariram surupam tathava kalatram manascharu chitram dhanam meru tulyam manaschena lagnam guru rangri padme tathakim 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 tathakim. That you may be having a beautiful body, Shariram surupam tathava kalatram. And you have a very wonderful family, aristocratic family. Manaschena lagnam guru rangri padme. But your mind is not engaged in the service of guru and the Lord. Then tathakim, 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 tathakim. What is the use? What is the use? It's no use. Shadangadi vedo mukhe shastra vidya. Kavitvadi gadyam supadyam karoti. Manaschena lagnam guru rangri padme. Tathakim, 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 tathakim. Shadangadi vedo, you memorized the Vedas and you know all these six corollary supplements to the Vedas. You know poetry, you can compose poetry and you know grammar, you know vibhakti, but you have no bhakti. Tathakim, tathakim, tathakim. Kshama mandale bhupa bhupala vrindai, sada sevitam yasya padarvindam, manaschena lagnam guru rangri padme, tathakim, 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 tathakim. Shankaracharya is again saying that the whole big rulers of the world are falling at your feet, but your head doesn't bow down to guru. What is the use? What is the use? These are all externals. And therefore, very important principle that many times we get into the trap of externals and we forget the essence. And here we can see that it doesn't really matter how we dress up. The gopis are really not caring, bothering about how any of these things, external things, external reasons. Kubja, she was not even beautiful actually. She was ugly, hunchbacked woman. But the Lord accepted her devotion. And He put His foot on her foot and stretched her and elongated her and made her into a transformed her into a beautiful woman. So therefore, we can see that that eagerness is what is important. Tatra lolyam krishna bhakti rasabhavita matihi kriyatam api kutopi labhyate tatra lolyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukratair na labhyate. That it is not through externals, not through all these things or external show that we can actually attract the mercy of the Lord. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita matihi kriyatam api kutopi labhyate. This Krishna bhakti in the heart, that eagerness to take the darshan of the Lord is so important, because that is what attracts the Lord. And if one is able to attain it, one is able to purchase it in any store, then one should be willing to pay any price in order to get it. Kriyatam api kutopi labhyate janma koti sukratairna labhyate. That you cannot attain it even after millions of lives of pious activities. And therefore, that is the essence, devotion. And that eagerness, spontaneity. Therefore it is said, you know, we are following the rules and regulations. We come and surely, certainly we have these rules that 7:30 prasadam is stopped so that we have all come for darshan. You know, why these rules are made? Because we have no spontaneity. We have no desire to see the Lord. You know, but yes, we have to follow the rules. But that's why it is said spontaneity should not be curbed. Sometimes rules may help us come towards the Lord, but at the same time rules may inhibit our spontaneity. That's why it is said when you come and take darshan of the Lord, you should not directly look at the face of the Lord. We should begin from the foot and then go up towards the face. But what happens if you come in front of the Lord and you want to look at the face of the lotus face of the Lord? That's a spontaneous desire. But it is said you should not stop yourself from taking darshan of the lotus face of the Lord. We should, okay, you can take darshan, but again go back to the feet and then go up to the and follow that process. And that way we can also enhance that spontaneity. That spontaneity is very important in Krishna consciousness. And certainly the Lord likes to see that His devotees are very eager to take His darshan. And there are various such examples in the shastras of devotees who are very eager, like Lord Shiva Himself wanted to enter into the Ras Leela of Lord Krishna. And he approached Paurnamasi and he says that please give me entrance. And Paurnamasi then, alright, she told him to take bath in Brahma Kund. Some people say Mansarovar, some people say Yamuna. But by that, Lord Shiva, he became a gopi. And she entered into the Ras Leela. And she was standing in one side, but Krishna and the gopis, they realized that there is some gopi here who is not having the proper mood, who is not, there is a little different here. So they went and inquired from this small gopi that, who are you? Where have you come from? Which is your village? Who's your father? Who's a gopa father? Who's a gopi mother? And she couldn't say anything. And then they started slapping her. Left, right. And then finally she called out to Paurnamasi. And Paurnamasi came there and said, oh, she is Lord Shiva actually. He was so eager to enter into the Ras Leela. And therefore, I gave her permission, so please allow. So then the gopi said, well, she's eager, that's okay, but still, because her mood is not exactly in tune with our mood, and therefore she will be there at the entrance of the Ras Leela, and she will guard, and it will be him, or she rather, who will be responsible for giving permission to those devotees who want to enter into the Ras Leela of the Lord. That is how eager Lord Shiva was in order to get the mercy. We can see that how in Mayapur, there is a place called as Hamsavahan. And there was Gaur Katha going on over there, Krishna Katha. And all the demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, decided to come. So they all sat on their vehicles. Brahma sat on the Hamsa, and Shiva sat on his bull. And they were coming on the way, but Shiva's bull was very slow. So Shiva, he took lift from Brahma. He said, please, let me board your Hamsa, because he's a little slow. And he comes on Hamsa of Brahma, both Brahma and Shiva, and they come and they land there. And therefore, there is a place called as Hamsavahan, indicating the eagerness to hear Krishna Katha. We hear Rukmini, how eager she was to attain the mercy of Lord Krishna. That she writes this letter, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundar, and she says, Yasyangri Pankaja Rajas Napanam Mahanto Vanchanti Umapati Rivatma Tamopahatyai Yar Yambujakshan Alabheya Bhavat Prasadam Jayan Asun Vratakrishan Shatajanma Bhisyat. That I am ready to give up my life thousands of times by performing severe austerities in order to attain your lotus feet. I am ready to do anything. Yasyangri pankaja rajas napanam mahanto. Your lotus feet, the dust from your lotus feet is aspired for by even Umapati, Lord Shiva, who is so eager to get your mercy, who takes the dust of your lotus feet in order to get free from the ignorance due to Lord Shiva associating with the mode of ignorance. So eager he is for that dust, and I also aspire for that dust, and I am ready to do anything, willing to give my life for that, thousands of times. So that is the eagerness. Yeah, we can see so many. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in taking darshan of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, at that time an old lady, so eager to take darshan of Jagannath, climbed on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders. And Govinda was there, and he immediately, seeing that this lady had climbed on Mahaprabhu, took her down immediately. And Mahaprabhu chastised him and he said, what are you doing, you Adivasi, you uncivilized barbarian? Don't you see that how eager she is? Let her take darshan of Jagannath. Just see such eagerness. I don't have that eagerness. Because that lady had committed an offense. Actually, it was an offense. Offense to Garuda, because she was trying to climb on that pillar. And offense to Mahaprabhu, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. She was trying to climb. Not only was he Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was a sannyasi. And Mahaprabhu was very strict in terms of association with the opposite sex. And she's climbing on top of Mahaprabhu's shoulder. That was the only time when we hear such a thing happening. But Mahaprabhu said, don't stop her, because she's so eager to take darshan. So many such examples are there that how devotees can be so eager in order to get the mercy of the Lord. And that is required, actually. Devotees should be very eager. Because naturally, say if the guest comes to your home, you know, naturally, if the guest sees that you are not happy, you are not eager to receive them, then why will the guest come? Similarly, the Lord, when He comes, we have to be happy to serve Him, we have to be eager to receive Him. So, therefore, that eagerness is very important. Yeah, and recently I was reading the Mahabharata, and I came across this very wonderful section that how Krishna is eager to take association of his devotee. That section in the Mahabharata when Arjun gets married to Subhadra and eventually goes to Indraprastha. So Krishna along with Balaram, he also happens to come there. And they were just being together and Arjun says, why don't we go to one of the forests? I have some camps there, made nice arrangements for your comfortable staying there. We'll just go and we'll chill out there, we'll have a good time. So Krishna and Arjun just went there, and they were having nice gala time, eating nice, wonderful things, they were resting. And they went for a walk into the forest. That forest happened to be Kandava forest. And at that time one Brahmin comes in front of Krishna and Arjun, and immediately they became alert and then they were ready to receive the instructions of this Brahmin. And this Brahmin introduces himself. He says that I am Agni and actually I have come here to consume this forest. I am having indigestion because there was this king who had performed this yajna, and in that yajna he put in so much of ghee, and having consumed so much of ghee I am having indigestion. So therefore it is advisable for me to consume this forest because there are some herbs in this forest which is good for curing my disease and malady. So could you please help me? I've heard that you all are the great personalities, Nara Narayan. Brahma has informed me that you are Nara Narayan and only you can help me perform this task of consuming this forest. So Arjun said, what's the hurdle? What's the obstacle? You can consume the forest? So he said, no, because in this forest, this snake, serpent, Takshak is living and he's been given personal protection by Indra. And therefore, when I try to consume the forest, Indra pours down the rain and therefore I'm not able to do it. Moreover, Brahma told me that all the residents of this forest are all sinful and they need to die. They need to be consumed by fire. But no matter how much I try, I am not successful. Therefore, you are Nara Narayan. I am confident that you will be able to do it and help me, O Arjun and Krishna. You should do it. So Arjun said, I am willing to do it, but I have the celestial weapons, but I don't have a bow. And I don't have the equipment to perform such a Herculean task. So you will have to help me with that, if you can give me facilities. So Agni said, that is not an issue, I will arrange for it. So Agni summons Varuna. And Varuna appears and he commands him to present Arjun with divine weapons. And he was presented with the Gandiv, and he was presented with two inexhaustible quivers, and he was presented with a chariot which belonged to the moon god. And that way Arjun was given and Arjun received it. And then he was ready for that task. And Arjun along, and Krishna was driving the chariot. And Arjun was going around the forest while Agni started burning the forest. And all the residents, they were trying to escape. And as they were trying to escape, one by one, Arjun was identifying them and shooting them. Not allowing them to escape. So that time what happened was, Takshaka's wife and son was there. Takshak was not there in the forest. So the wife and the son was trying to escape. So Arjun killed the wife. And as the son was trying to escape, Indra, he produced a tornado, a gust of wind, and Arjuna lost his consciousness for some time. So the son managed to escape. So, but still, Arjun was trying to do his best and everything. And at that time, Mayadana was also there, who was hiding underground, and it was time for 15 days, it was burning forest. And Mayadana finally had to come out because the heat was getting intolerable. And when he tried to escape, at that time, Arjun fixed his arrow on his bow and was about to kill him. And Krishna raised his Sudarshan Chakra, ready to kill him. And Agni followed Mayadana, all three, Krishna, Arjun and Agni, together too. And at that time, Indra came there, and Indra was pouring down rain like anything. And he was trying his best, but no matter how hard he tried, he could not stop the fire. And he, along with all the 33 crore gods, were standing in battle, except for Agni, of course. And they were fighting with Krishna and Arjun, and they realized that they couldn't do it. They couldn't fight and stop. And at that time, Brahma came and told Indra that, Indra, he's your son. Arjun is your son. And moreover, this consumption of this forest is destined by the Supreme Lord. You cannot change it. So therefore, don't fight. You have give up. Have a compromise. So Indra relented, and Mayadana was about to die at that time. And he immediately was very intelligent. And he fell at the feet of Arjun. And he said, please, give protection. And Krishna was with the Sudarshan Chakra about to chop his head. Agni was about to devour him. And at that time, Krishna requested Krishna, please forgive him. He has taken my shelter. And immediately, Krishna pulled back his Sudarshan. And Agni also stepped back. And Indra came in front of Arjun and congratulated him for his valor and his prowess. And there was a compromise. And later on, Mayadana was so pleased that he asked Arjun that, I want to give you a benediction. Please, ask for something. And Arjun says, no, I don't want anything because I just did my duty. Taking a favor from you would mean that, that would be adharma. So therefore, I don't want to ask you for anything, but if you want, you can go to Krishna and ask him what he wants. And he goes to Krishna, and Krishna says, I don't want anything, but you build a celestial palace for Yudhishthir. A palace which is unequaled in the three worlds. And Mayadana, because he was an architect of the Danavas, he had that technology, and he agreed. And Indra asks Arjun that, what do you want? And Arjun says, I want all the celestial weapons that you possess. And Agni says, I will give you, but the time is not right now. And when you will fight with Shiva and you will please him with your prowess, at that time he will give you Pashupatastra. And after that only I will take you to heaven and I will give you the celestial weapons. That will be the time. Then he looks at Krishna and he says, what benediction you want? And Krishna says, my friendship with Arjun should last forever. That was the blessing Krishna is asking. So that is the eagerness of the Lord in order to have the conditioned soul. Now, who is Arjun in front of Krishna? He's just an insignificant living entity who is 1/10,000th the tip of a hair as compared to the Supreme Lord. But he is giving him so much of importance. Why? Because of his devotion. Therefore, the South Indian Brahmin in reading the Gita, he was shedding tears. And Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you shedding tears? And he's saying that because the Supreme Lord is being the supreme controller, is actually driving the chariot of his devotee. Now, this is most appealing to me. Seeing the love of the Lord, the eagerness of the Lord to serve his devotee. And therefore that is most touching. So we can see that how the Lord is so eager to serve his devotees. And obviously it behooves the living entities to show that eagerness to the Supreme Lord. And the gopis had that eagerness, we can see that. And the acharyas explained that eagerness comes when all the anarthas are burnt out through the process of bhajan kriya. This eagerness comes when the anarthas are destroyed. And that comes through the process of bhajan. That comes from the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if we simply follow the process of hearing, as Rukmini says, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundar Shranvatam Te Nirvishakarana Vivarena Haratunga Tapam, that if we simply hear Srimad Bhagavatam again and again and again, and we take darshan again and again on a daily basis, we are rendering service and associating with pure devotees and chanting our rounds attentively, then all these will help us develop that desire and increase our desire in order to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.